Հանուհոր եւ օրհով եւ հոգուին սրբով, ամեն։
When I was a child, I would ask my father questions and he would always have the answer to those questions. And so he would say, I'm your dad. I know everything. And so my brothers and I would constantly try to stump him with hard and difficult questions. And somehow he always had an answer. And he'd always say, I'm dad. I know everything. We know that in reality only God knows everything. And we see that when one speaks with confidence and with power, it's easy to believe that they know what they're talking about. And this is similar to what happens in today's gospel. In the gospel today, we hear of the Pharisees who think they know best, who think they know the law and they know everything about it. They start to chastise and condemn the disciples who are walking through a field, and as they're walking and they're hungry, they start to pluck grains of wheat and start to eat it on the Sabbath. And according to the Pharisees and the way they understood the law, they said, this is unlawful. You can't do that. That's considered work. And so they chastised not just the disciples, but also Christ himself. And it's similar, unfortunately, to what's happening in Armenia today. Today we hear of two sides that are arguing, and both speaking with great confidence and great power, and condemning each other. And the question that arises, and I think we should ask ourselves, is why are they saying what they're saying, and why are they doing what they are doing? There must be a reason behind it. Like the Pharisees, those in Armenia today on both sides are more concerned with power and authority than hearing the truth. And the Pharisees we see in the gospel today, they interpreted the law in a way that would punish mercy. And when Christ saw this hypocrisy, he became upset and he called them out on that. And as a result, the Pharisees decided to start to plot against him and dig underneath him so his ministry would fail. And today we see the same things going on in Armenia. We see people who are being condemned for speaking up. We see people being accused without evidence. And we see actions trying to be justified under the veil of keeping order. God sees all this. And each side is also saying that they are doing God's will. Each side is saying we are doing what God wants. We're following the law of God. But in reality, the way to follow God's will and the way to do what God wants is to show mercy. To show mercy to each other. Two words we must remember. Sacrifice and mercy. And that's what Christ says today. If you knew what I spoke, if you knew the law, you would know what it means when I say I desire mercy, not sacrifice. Sacrifice does not mean suffering. Sometimes we think if we have to make a sacrifice, we have to offer God our pain. And that is a sacrifice. God doesn't want your pain. In the Bible, the word sacrifice literally means a gift. A gift. And so what we do is we offer God a gift. Not our pain, but our entire being. Everything we are is what we offer to God. He wants all of us, not our pain only. And then mercy. Mercy does not mean sparing us from punishment. Again, this is sometimes what we think, and I've preached about this many times. But for the Armenians, the word mercy, bohon mutyun, the word mercy does not mean freeing us from punishment, but it means smoothing our path towards God, removing any obstacles that might be in our way to reach God. This is where the Armenian word vohor mutyun comes from, vohor, which means smooth. And so for the Armenians, compassion, mercy, is what makes our spiritual journey possible. Without mercy, we cannot embark on our journey towards God. There's a story of an elderly woman in a church, and she comes to church every Sunday, but she never receives Holy Communion. She never receives Holy Communion. She comes very early. She comes during morning service even. She comes, she prays, she participates, and when the gospel is read, she cries and weeps. But whenever it's time to receive Holy Communion, she never comes forward. She always stays in the back, far off. And one day the priest notices this and goes to her and says, "Why don't you ever receive the body and blood of Christ?" And she says, "I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy." She goes, "My entire life has been filled with mistakes and sins, and I don't feel worthy to approach. I feel so much shame. I can't do it." And the priest says that the body and blood of Christ is not a reward for the worthy, but it is mercy for the broken. This is why we receive Holy Communion. And she realized her mistake. And she realized that God wanted her more to be healed than to be punished. This is what is going on in Armenia today. In Armenia, between the government and the church, there is lots of issues happening. But both of them are trying to punish the other rather than trying to show mercy to the other. If the government and the church were to come together and understand that it is mercy that God wants and not punishment for each other, then the entire church, the entire government, the entire Armenian nation would blossom. But rather now, they are consumed with deciding who is more at fault and who should be punished. Truly, the greatest gift we can give God is not incense or fasting or chanting or even money. The greatest gift we can give God is our entire soul in relationship with Him and bringing others into relationship with Him. We shouldn't be dragged into political debates online or in person or around the table, but we should live with mercy. We should pray for the church. We should pray for our government. We should pray for wisdom and guidance from above. We have to help each other come into contact with Christ through our mercy towards each other. When Christ spoke, he wasn't soft about it. He was truthful. And unfortunately, truth and speaking the truth brings about conflict because truth makes people uncomfortable. In the gospel today, when we live it, we will face resistance, both from the government and sometimes even from the clergy. But sometimes the truth, not sometimes, always the truth needs to be spoken. But we should take heart because the grains of wheat in faith are ripe. The Sabbath belongs to the Lord, and mercy, true mercy, the one who is merciful, Christ himself, will ultimately reign in the end. Amen.